Deuteronomy 13:1 through 14:29. Devotional focus verse. And there shall cleave not of the cursed thing to thine hand, that the Lord may turn from the fierceness of his anger, and show thee mercy, and have compassion upon thee, and multiply thee as he hath sworn unto thy fathers. Deuteronomy 13:17. I could not sleep. Memories spun through my head, filling my heart with sadness. Anna and I were good friends. We had many things in common. Our personalities clicked. We had shared a lot of fun times during the past few years. In one way, however, we differed. It was a fundamental difference. She was not a Christian. I knew what God was asking me to do. He wanted me to separate myself from Anna, who did not believe in him. In fact, she frequently insulted Christians in my presence. I could not endure the spiritual battle in this close friendship with Anna. I knew I had to pull away, even if it was hard. In our text, we read about a law that demanded serious consequences if it was not followed. The children of Israel had the responsibility of ridding themselves of idols and idol worshippers, even if the worshippers were people extremely close to them, even if they were their own family. God still requires that we separate ourselves from sin and sinners. The influence of someone who is our intimate friend will likely impact us more than that of a stranger. Just as Anna hindered my faith in God, there may be people, even close friends, from whom we must pull away in order to wholly follow God. Is the pulling away easy? Probably not, and God does not promise that it will be. However, He does promise to be with us, and when we are obedient, we are in a position to receive all the benefits of His promises. God will have compassion on us, and He will multiply our blessings. It is worth any price to do what God commands. Is He asking you to distance yourself from someone? Start your obedience today. You will be glad you did. Background information. Deuteronomy means second law. This law was given by Moses to the children of Israel after they had wandered in the wilderness for 40 years. The earlier generations had heard the law given to them on Mount Sinai. Now Moses reiterated the Ten Commandments and the law of God. The essence of these chapters is purity and worship. Chapter 13 emphasizes the importance of the one worshipped. Israel was to follow the one true God and Him only. Regardless of popular opinion, Israel was to walk after the Lord and fear Him and keep His commandments and obey His voice. They were instructed to reject even the family members who enticed them to turn to idols. Chapter 14 concentrates on the purity of the worshiper. God demanded Israel to abstain from unclean and unholy meat. In this way, Israel set itself apart from the Gentiles. God instructed them to avoid pagan mourning rites, unclean foods, and pagan rituals. God expected the Israelites to follow His leading to a separate holy place to sacrifice to Him. His emphasis was that the children of Israel should be holy and unblemished before Him. Conclusion. Let us be alert to the company we keep and determined to hold God first in our lives and choose our friends wisely.